Vioxx is off the market. A study showed people taking the painkiller had twice the rate of heart attacks and strokes as others taking a sugar pill. So drug maker Merck & Company pulled Vioxx today. The decision affects millions of people around the world. We have two reports, the first from NPR's Richard Knox.
Merck notified the Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday there was a big problem with Vioxx, so big the company was pulling the plug on its $2.5 billion a year painkiller. Dr. Stephen Galson of the FDA says it might be the largest selling drug ever pulled off the market.
We think Merck's doing the right thing by withdrawing Vioxx, although the risk that an individual patient would have a heart attack or stroke related to the drug is small.
The risk emerged coincidentally. Merck was trying to find out if Vioxx might have a new use to prevent recurrence of colon polyps. Of 2,600 people in the study, 3.5% taking a standard dose of Vioxx each day suffered heart attacks, strokes, or other clotting problems. Among those taking a look-alike placebo pill, 1.9% suffered cardiovascular problems.
There were 25 of those people who had either heart attack or stroke in the placebo group, and that doubled to about 45 in the group that took Vioxx.
The problem cropped up among patients who had been taking Vioxx for at least 18 months.
We have known for some years about an increased risk in cardiovascular events related to this drug, but the fact that it occurred so remarkably and so clearly at 18 months into this study was somewhat of a surprise.
Galson says there's no reason yet to suspect other drugs of the same type, so-called COX-2 inhibitors. These are Celebrex and Bextra.
I don't think that most patients have to be concerned if they need one of these products to make the switch, but we will look closely at the other products and we will continue to gather data. Obviously, this story is not over yet.
The FDA doesn't know if the risk of heart attack and stroke continues after patients stop taking Vioxx. Merck is investigating that. Meanwhile, some experts who have followed the Vioxx story says the heart and blood vessel problems come as no surprise. As long as 4 years ago, Dr. John Abramson of Harvard Medical School says there was evidence from Merck-sponsored studies that Vioxx was linked to heart attacks and strokes. Abramson said the FDA warned Merck several years ago that its marketing of Vioxx was, quote, false, lacking in fair balance, and otherwise misleading, unquote, because it failed to mention potential serious side effects. In 2002, the FDA required Merck to warn doctors and patients of heart and stroke problems on the Vioxx label. Abramson says FDA scientists did a good job of spotting the problems in Merck's own data.
I think they're heroes. These reviewers were absolutely spot on. Unfortunately, it's as if they were operating in a soundproof room or an information black hole. That knowledge didn't get out in a way that was useful and used by docs and patients.
He says the warnings were drowned out by Merck's marketing. In Vioxx's first year on the market, Abramson says the company spent $160 million pushing the drug. That was more than any other pharmaceutical and more than advertising for Pepsi or Budweiser beer. Richard Knox, NPR News.